You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, a senior fellow, and his colleague at FDD, Ahmed Sharari, who's watching darkness visible Syria for us. When last we spoke of the Druze of Syria in the Soweta province at the southernmost Syria, they were under existential threat either from the government in Damascus, headed by former al-Qaeda members, or by the neighborhood gangs. We now turn to a headline that requires much attention from Ahmad. Instability grows in Syria's Druze heartland as, quote, National Guard militia arrests opponents. Ahmad, a very good evening to you. The Druze were terrified and frightened and threatened in their homes when last we spoke of them. What National Guard and where did it come from? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So after the events of July, a number of Druze factions unified into what is called the National Guard. And it's currently led by or spiritually guided by one of the spiritual leaders of the Druze community in Syria, named Hikmat al-Hijri. And since August, this National Guard acts or is acting as the provider of security in the region. There was also the creation of what is called a legal committee to administer the civilian or the civil affairs in the province. The events of last week was five members of the Druze community were arrested by the National Guard. Two of them were killed. Apparently, these were opponents of this spiritual leader, Hikmat al-Hijri. And they were arrested because, according to some members of the National Guard, they were planning on they called it a coup, but I mean, I don't know if the term is accurate in this context. But they were against or opposing, they opposed the National Guard, and their bodies were thrown in front of the National Hospital 2 days after their arrest.
Bill, you have a question, Rahman.
Hello, Ahmed. So the at least elements of the Druze have opposed the Syrian government. Are all of the Druze in supportive of this effort to oppose the government? Or are there different factions? And if there are, why are they not united on this issue?
So at the moment, and again, following the massacres that were committed in July, it's hard to say that at least the majority are or oppose some sort of reconciliation with the government in Damascus, especially because, I mean, that trust has been eroded because of what happened. Also, during that period, there's been a lack of accountability measures that show that the Syrian government is open to holding its people accountable for the crimes that were committed. At the same time, I think some Druze also oppose the centralization of some Druze figures in Soweda and how they're taking advantage of what happened in July to solidify their own rule over the community. And that's where the division happened. Because since July, the province has been administered by the Druze themselves, and the Syrian government hasn't been engaging militarily in the region or in the province, We started seeing internal divisions and disagreements between the Druze themselves over how the province should be ruled. So some segments call for independence and autonomy, which is unprecedented in Druze history. Some are calling for integration with Damascus, although to a smaller scale. And I mean, that's expected because, again, this small region does not have the capabilities of becoming its own state. And so disagreements are bound to happen. But what happened last week was a new thing, was a new phenomena. And we started seeing arrests and the killing of political opponents.
Are the Druze capable of challenging the Damascus government directly? I don't mean with numbers, but I mean in terms of rhetoric. Can they rise up and speak against them, and if you come down here, we'll kill you? Are they strong enough to do that?
So the Druze on their own, again, in terms of numbers and weapons, it's a bit hard for them to do that. Before Israel's intervention in July, the Syrian government was able to take over most of the province. But again, because Israel backs the Druze and empowers them, then it gets harder for Damascus to at least maintain some sort of military advantage against the Druze. But at the same time, as I said, even the Syrian government has some Druze figures within its own security apparatus, although they have a smaller support base than compared to the rest of the Druze leadership, mainly those who compose the National Guard.
Well, let me be specific. Sheikh Hikmat al-Hijara, you mentioned, is he capable of rising up and challenging al-Shara directly on the television or on the radio?
And yes, and he has done that ever since the fall of the Assad regime. He's been very critical, and he opposed the integration of the Suweda province into the Syrian state compared to the other two spiritual leaders in the community.
Okay, someone to watch. Bill, you have a question.
Yes. Druze spiritual leader Hikmat al-Hijri, you noted that he sidelined the other two main Druze religious leaders. Is this a causing conflict within the Druze community?
It is, because these two leaders were open to dealing with Damascus prior to July, and they were open to integration and calling for some sort of arrangement that would guarantee Druze rights, but at the same time allow the Syrian government to enter the Suweda province. Hikmat al-Hijri, on the other hand, was more reluctant and was was opposed integration. He usually called Shara a terrorist and called the Syrian government an ISIS government even before July. So it was the events in July presented him with an opportunity to consolidate power by using the two other leaders and their role in negotiations with Damascus to sideline them and label them as effectively traitors.
I'm trying to figure what the map looks like in Syria now. The Druze have a National Guard. The Alawites were part of the army. So what we're looking at are people who are comfortable with weapons opposing the central government. Is that a fair generalization right now?
Yes. That yes, absolutely.
That sounds like al-Shara has taken on more than he's capable of. Does he have help from outside? Is Turkey going to help him? Is Iran going to help him? Does he have help, or he's going to have to go against these gunmen on his own?
Turkey is helping him. Iran is out of the question. Of course, Shara hates Iran as much as Israel does, maybe, because of its role in propping up the Assad regime during the civil war. But yeah, he's getting support from Turkey, and the Turks have expressed that they will support him against the Kurds as well if he chooses military action. Let's not forget that 30% of Syrian territory is held by the Syrian Democratic Forces, which is a Kurdish-led faction. And there's negotiations for their integration, but the deadline for these negotiations or for the integration agreement is at the end of the year. And there's a lot of questions regarding what the future of this agreement is in 2026 if the integration agreement is not implemented.
Ahmed Sharari for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, watching Syria. Bill Raggio, I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No